Okay, I promise that I will take some questions tonight. And so if you have any question, especially in the area of marriage for married men and women, but there is a very interesting question I received today by text. You say, Pastor Moses Alu, you say, Abraham Nguma is my name. Sir, I challenge you to show me the scriptures that talk about how to be baptized only in Jesus' name. Because you've been condemning other churches about wrong baptism. I'm from Benue State. He's challenging me. Now, Abraham Ongoma, I also challenge you to show me one scripture, one baptism in the New Testament that was done in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. If you show me, then I will repent. But if you cannot show me, I will continue to condemn you. Praise the Lord. So, I'm waiting for you, Abraham. I don't know if you are watching me from Benue, or don't know where you heard the broadcast. There is nowhere, church, listen, and those of you watching, because there is always somebody watching us for the first time. I am not a fighter. I am a contender. Amen. Open Jude verse 3. That is what I am responding to. This is how he put it. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. The reason he has to contend is verse 4. He says, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of all ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turned the grace of God into lasciviousness and denied the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. So, they entered and perverted the gospel. And Jude, an apostle, is telling us we should earnestly contend, praise the Lord. Content. Now we learn a lot from the Old Testament. Abraham had children. They were all his children. Ishmael came from Abraham. Isaac also came from Abraham. That story is to enable you to understand Christianity. Everybody says, I am born again, I'm born again. The spirit that they are using is actually the spirit of God. One group. Because when they tell you, my father said I should tell you, daddy is just telling me now that somebody here tomorrow you will make it. Daddy is telling me now. Now let me tell you, he is actually his daddy. All the children of Abraham come out. Isaac and Ishmael will run out. He is the first. Is he not the senior son? Who is his father? Oh, answer me now. Is he lying? So we didn't say they are not Christians. That is one group. I'm talking about those who are even operating genuine call of God. Genuine spirit of God. But the question you have to know is this. Why is it that simple revelations that pertain to salvation, those so-called jokernauts cannot know it?
And yet they call on the name of God and something happens. He's the mystery of salvation. Amen. Why are you able to catch it and they cannot catch it? And yet, Jesus is their savior. Jesus called them. Jesus anointed them. And they are not using any other power. They are genuine. That's why everybody respects them as true men of God. But when it comes to the mystery of salvation, why are they not able to know it? It is simple. Praise the Lord. John says something. He says that no man can receive anything except it is given from above. No man, you cannot receive, you cannot know anything until it is given from above. So, if they have not received that revelation, it is because it has not been given to them from above. Now, why are they not being given? And some are being given. It is explained in Genesis chapter 25. Abraham had children. There was an Isaac, a child of promise. And there were the other children of the concubines. They are all his children. Praise the Lord. Where was a child of promise? When he said promise, that is, God spoke it. Hallelujah. God prepared it. God himself washed over it. When he gives that type of revelation, it is to fulfill his purpose. Now, but Ishmael did not come by thought, said the Lord. Ishmael came as a result of man's idea. It produced Ishmael. Praise the Lord. But there is a child of promise. Oh, glory be to God. Now, the way Abraham will deal with that child of promise will be different from the way he will deal with that child that came as a product of man's idea. After all, Ishmael did not come by God. It's not God that told him. Until in another scripture, when Ishmael was there, was born. Praise the Lord. Let's open it. Genesis. I think chapters 15 or so. Amen. Verse 15. Genesis 17:15. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah thy wife, thou shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. That means in his heart, he's looking at God, talking to him. He said, this guy already talk, don't know how old I am. Already 100 years old, they are saying that my wife will bring forth a son. In his heart, they say, maybe God, they refer to Ishmael. He said, oh, that Ishmael. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Christianity has been going on all this while. But there is a promise that is hiding there in the Bible. Malachi chapter 4. There is a promise. Okay, let's continue reading it. Which verse am I saying? Eh? And Abraham said unto God, verse 18, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him, not Ishmael. Okay? And as for Ishmael, I have had thee. Behold, I have blessed him. You see? God himself has blessed that idea, that product of man's idea that produced a seed for Abraham. A genuine child of Abraham, but he is not the one God has decided to fulfill his program through. I have blessed him. I will make him fruitful. I will multiply him exceedingly. Praise the Lord. 12 princes shall he begat, and I will make him a great nation. But, somebody shout but. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. Stop there. We are talking about salvation, not the family of Abraham. It's go beyond the family of Abraham. We are talking about salvation. It's a mystery, so that you know. If God's grace picks you out of that fold and shines his grace like that, your eye, opens your eye to understand him. People are just going to church and you don't even know that the idea that produced church today is a program of God. It's a program. There was no church before on earth. It was a program that began on the day of Pentecost to fulfill another prophecy in John chapter 2, verse 28. In the last day, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. It was hanging there, but not to them. God was about fulfilling a promise. That promise produced the church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is a promise again. Because Satan thought, like he destroyed the program in the Garden of Eden, he can come to the church again and destroy God's program in the church. But God has a promise seed. He kept a prophecy in Malachi chapter 4 before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. I will send you Elijah the prophet, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. That prophecy is hanging there. Church, listen. Ishmael, and even after Sarah died, there was Keturah again that he married. But this time, he called her a concubine. Praise the Lord. And produced children again for him. But they were not the child of promise. And there is always a difference. What makes the difference between the promised child, Isaac, and the other children of the same man, Abraham, is how the Abraham himself begins to deal with them. In chapter 25 of Genesis, Abraham was old and is about to die, and he decided to bless his children. The Bible says, the children of Keturah, the children of the concubine, where did he give them? Anytime I read that scripture, I get very, very excited. Because that scripture has answered all questions. He gave them gifts. Amen. and the denominational system. Church, listen. I said denominational system. Denominational system. The Church of Jesus Christ is not denominated. The Bride of Christ is not denominated. When I say the denominational system, that is your identity as a Christian is not determined by the church you attend. It is a denominational system that has produced that type of Christianity, where your identity in Christ is determined by the church you attend. And so you are proud. If I tell you are you a Christian, the first thing that comes to your mind is the church you attend. I am redeemed. Why is he quickly telling you redeemed? Because redeemed is a wonderful brand. Amen. Yes, now. It's a wonderful branch. I mean, brand. It's a respected church. It's quick to tell you we are Catholic. They will even tell you the history of their denomination. You see Assemblies of God, where they popular like this. It was my grandfather that brought it to him. So you expect that we should look at you as a special person. You are not looking at yourself through Christian virtues that you have acquired. So because of it, I relate with you only because you are my church member. It is a denominational spirit. That is not the Church of Jesus Christ. That's not the Church of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, denominationalism is a spirit. And I'm speaking to you here now. I give all glory to God because that spirit is not in me. I've never been with anybody because you are my church member. That's why I relate with you. Nothing like that. Now, listen. Well, I'm a teacher, so I'm going to teach you what the true Christianity is all about, and I must be practicing what I teach. If not, I am a false teacher. Praise the Lord. That brother from Benue, Abraham, Aguma, you are the one that's making me say this is what they talk now. Because if you don't have this background, you are looking at me as a critic. You are looking at me as one that is condemning. And that is the only problem that people have with this ministry. They watch us and they see us as a bunch of people that we are just making claim. Not only us, no, not only us, oh, no. Instead of them to confront us by what we are saying, they are just putting a label, those critics, they just criticize. You know you are not being sincere. If you tell me I'm a liar, before you tell me I'm a liar, it's because you know the truth. Then you can call me a liar. If you tell me I'm a liar, you don't know the truth, then you are the liar, not me. Praise the Lord. So I am not criticizing. The problem with you is that you have eaten so much dirty food spiritually, until balanced diet is being given to you and you are rejecting it. Praise the Lord. Jesus has a table spread. We are the saints of God. I'm not afraid. the hungry. He's calling now, come and to the hungry. I think it's Amos. Let's open, is it Amos chapter 8? There's a prophecy there. Verse 11, chapter 8. Chapter 8, this prophecy is fulfilled now. Behold, the days come, said the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but famine of what? Of hearing the words of the Lord. There will be a famine of hearing. You will know. A time is going to come where you are looking for the words of God. The true, unadulterated word, pure word of God. You will not find it. Because in another scripture, in Isaiah 28, he said, all tables are full of vomit. And none is clean. He says so. Verse 12. He said, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord in Bible school, in school of theology, and shall not find it. In that day, and this is the day, shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. And I'm telling you that we have been receiving responses from all over the world. There are people that have decided to leave all this abracadabra going on in churches and stop going to churches for years until they came across this channel. Yes, I'm telling you. Then they began to have spiritual food again to feed. Yes, lot of excitement. And churches are springing up small like that all over the world. All over the world. I have visited some countries in Europe where they are all gathering, all of them, from watching our broadcast. They left those churches. I am hearing people that are getting converted. Now they know the meaning of being born again. All of a sudden now, people are now taking an inward look at themselves. Now they are seeing the need to be diligent to make their calling and election sure. All watching us, while others are getting angry. I read a text to my wife a few days ago that somebody sent. He said, Moses Alu, you are a son of the devil. Yes. You talk like your father, the devil. Why some see me as son of the devil? Some are busy praying to, thanking God for a ministry like this. Thanking God for a ministry like this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All of a sudden, the things that your pastor taught you and said it doesn't matter, suddenly you discover those are the things that will send you to the deepest part of hellfire. Somebody will go to a church, 4 years, you never hear about water baptism. But every service, they collect your tithe and offering. Because that is the one they are concerned. But for your soul, nothing. So when we speak here, we are only contending for the faith. Coming back to the original life, which God in His grace in this age to restore the church just before the coming of the Lord. And He found it, we found that privilege. He gave us that privilege. He descended to our level. We who didn't go to Bible school. We who didn't go to any school at all. He came to open our eyes. Our eyes of understanding. We have opened the eyes. I'm not the one who's got the power. Children. One, Isaac. Then the source of the concubine. And the bride of Jesus Christ is always in the minority. Only one. But the children of the concubine, how many? There were many. He is about to die. What did he give the source of the concubine? What did he give them? Gifts. Gifts. Power. Anointing. Gifts. Power. Hallelujah. And don't you doubt it. Don't you speak against the gifts there. Don't you do that. It is genuine gift from God. Because they came from him. They came from Abraham. He cannot live there like that. Eh? But what they are doing there is not the one that told them to do it. May they call upon his name. They answer his name now. Amen. That is a mystery. That's a mystery. Then the Bible says, when it was now Isaac. Eh? What did he give Isaac? The Bible says he gave him all. That is, there is something else in addition to the gifts. Abraham was also given the gift. Isaac was also given the gifts. So, plus other things that those other children didn't have. Amen. They have gifts, but there are certain revelations that pertain to eternal life, salvation, that the denominational Christianity will never know. All they know is just those gifts and anointing and gifts and anointing. And then you see now, they gather people by the hundreds of thousands. Do they have any doctrine? No. Do they teach them anything other than how to receive, to have faith to receive? Nothing beyond that. They have only one message like Ahimaaz had. Who knows the story of Ahimaaz? Raise your hand if you know about Ahimaaz. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Ahimaaz ran! But when he read before the king, he had no message. What was his message? King, all is. He stand up, all the sermons they teach. All is well. You will make it. All is well. All is well. When nothing is well. Now, see the difference. The difference is, as soon as Abraham died, Isaac moved back to where Abraham settled before. He went to Gerar. When he went there, the Bible says that after Abraham died, that the Philistines stopped the wells that Abraham dug with what? Earthly ideas, earthly doctrines, earthly man-made doctrines. The Bible says they teach for doctrine, commandment of men. Earthly doctrine stopped in him. And the Bible says, you didn't hear the sons of the concubines coming to join Isaac. Because Abraham told Isaac something about those wells, which those concubines didn't know anything about. The concubine children. If they had known, they too they would have gone. That is why the denomination, they will never know the true doctrine for justification. Sanctification. They will never know the true doctrine for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They will never know at what point a believer is called born again. They will never know why you must be born again. They will never know why we are in the estate that we are in today. The whole world. They will never know. They will never know the book of Revelation. Chapter 1 up to the last chapter there. That book is reserved for Isaac. That book is reserved for Isaac. Can I see Isaac here? All of you? All of you? It's very easy to lift up hand. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. When you are chosen, praise the Lord. Amen. And the chosen, they will not be in billions. So don't go and look for 10 billion chosen people. Are you hearing me? The population of the whole earth is not even up to that 10 billion. And so if God says you should go and get chosen, 10 billion chosen, it means he's saving the whole world, including Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I had an interview, somebody who makes that boast. He was saying that when they told him that the whole population of the earth is not up to 10 billion, he was talking about, he said, some will believe, some will die, and then they will believe, some will die, plus the one that will die, and then plus this one. I said, no wonder people die like chicken in that place. They will die so that more people will come. As they die, they are going to heaven at last. Heaven at last. You will never go to heaven except you have prepared yourself to go to heaven. You will never go to heaven because you belong to any church. You will go to heaven because you have the hope of glory. What is the hope of glory? Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it is not a confession by mouth. If Christ is in you, you are a new creature. All things are passed away, and by their fruits you shall know them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People from that place, they will hear me now. They will be gnashing their teeth in anger. That is evidence you are not a Christian. Because I am not talking against Christ. I am talking against your pastor. So if your pastor is your savior, then be angry. Amen. Because your pastor I'm speaking against is misleading you, packing all of you to hell. And God called me to pull you from hell to heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are unstoppable. Amen. So watch it, their actions after. The Bible says that Isaac went to Gerar, dug back those same wells, not new wells. The same wells that Abraham dug. He went back there. Because he had a message that turned the hearts of the children back to the faith of the apostolic fathers. It is the end time message. Went back and dug the same well. The same way they baptize. It's the same way we shall baptize. Hallelujah. And so you challenge me to show you how scripture where baptism was done in the name of Jesus. Okay? If you are writing in Abraham, I give you the scripture now. Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Can we read it for him? Okay, screen it for us. They are all in the book of Acts. What did he say there? Then Peter said unto them on the day of Pentecost, okay, listen. Let's go to Matthew 28 verse 19 first. Then we come back to Acts chapter 2 verse 38. The commandment to go and baptize was given in Matthew chapter 28 verse 19. Brother Abraham, all of you sitting down here, and I don't hear that one tire. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That is the commandment. Now, the people that had that commandment, they must know your children, they told them. It was the apostles. Acts chapter 2, the first day, and this was the baptism, this was the teaching. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. What's your name? In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. After that, Philip went to Samaria, Acts chapter 8, verse 15 and verse 16. Was narrating who? He sent for the apostles. He sent for the apostles when there was revival in Samaria. He sent for the apostles in Jerusalem. They came. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them in Samaria, those that believe, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Verse 16. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them in Samaria, only They were baptized by Philip in the name of the Father and of the Son. In whose name were they baptized? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Then, Peter went to the house of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. Hallelujah. Verse 47 and verse 48. Because suddenly he saw them speaking in tongue. Because while Peter yet spoke, the Spirit fell upon them and they were speaking in tongue. And verse 47, Peter said, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, because they are Gentiles, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Verse 48. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son. Which name? In the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. In Acts chapter 19, Paul saw a group of believers. Praise the Lord. Verse 3, 4 and 5. Acts chapter 19. When he asked them, praise the Lord. He asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, they don't even know anything called Holy Ghost. And verse 3, then he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto my denomination, John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. Verse 5. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son. In whose name? The name of the Lord Jesus. Apostle Paul himself saw his baptism in Acts chapter 22. Ananias, verse 15 and 16. Ananias, after Paul was narrating his conversion. And this is what Ananias was prophesying and telling him. He said, For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. Verse 16. And now, that is the commandment. Ananias was telling Paul. And now, why tarriest thou? What are you waiting for? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Father. Eh? Calling on which name? Baptism is in which name? I say, what's your name? Luke chapter 24. Verse 46 and verse 47. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day. Verse 47. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in which name? In which name is remission of sins? In his name, among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Father and of the Son. In the name of what? The Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We cast out devils in his name. We pray in his name. Whatever we do is in his name. Because that is the name of the Father. That is the name of the Son. That is the name of the Holy Ghost. That is the name for our salvation. Can we clap our hands for Jesus?